You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Punch TV Studios Radio Network's new show, Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins. So we are back on the air. We've had an amazing week being back on the air since January. But it's Friday. So being Friday, there is no telling what's going to happen today. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We're going to have CEO Joseph Collins on the line momentarily, but we do want to request that before we get started on another exciting episode of Changing the Conversation, that you go ahead and let your friends know you're going to be live on the air, that we are live on the air, that go ahead and tweet the show, Facebook the show. If you want to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 657-383-1974. 657-383-1974. And the thing that I definitely have to tell you is we have some incredible announcements this morning, some things that are going to shock you and blow your mind. But before we do that and before we introduce our host, CEO Joseph Collins, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break and let you know about some of the things that we do.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
If you have not checked out our social media network, Nabuki.com, you definitely have to go in Nabuki. So this is Punch TV Studios' own social media network. So if you are an investor in Punch TV Studios, if you're a fan, if you're a follower, if you're a friend, if you're a business owner, you definitely want to be on Nabuki. So we have some amazing guests lined up for today's show on Friday's episode. We're going to be able to speak to the very funny JT Turner. We're going to be able to speak to so many different people. We have Sean Kim. We have, so many guests lined up on today's show. So what we're going to do before we bring out our special host and our special guest, we're going to take our first guest, and that is Mr. Tim Green. Mr. Green, are you with us this morning?
Yes, how are you?
I am excellent. What brings you to the Punch Bowl and to Punch TV Studios radio show Changing the Conversation?
Well, the phenomenal Monique, little Nene, who's big Nene now, and, of course, Joseph Collins. Great to be on his show. I had him on my morning show last month. So, great to be here.
Well, tell us about your morning show.
Well, we play like AAA, like Coldplay, Trigger Hippie, Rock, Rhythm and Blues. We're Beats and Sax, Station of the Year 2 years in a row, multi-Cammy Award winning. And then on the side, I'm a filmmaker, director, and songwriter. And then I sleep sometimes.
Wow. So you're a man of many different talents. tell us a little bit about being a filmmaker, because right now, being that Punch TV Studios is going to produce over 300 new feature films and television shows over the next 4 years post-IPO. We're definitely looking for new projects. We're looking for new films. I'm sure our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, is interested in hearing more about your project.
Well, yeah, I sat down with Joseph. I've been knowing him for probably years. And, you know, he's, you know, one of the top guys in the game, an innovator. And my first film was like I do mostly comedies, and now they call me the hip-hop of the Disney of hip-hop, because I do films but no guns, no cursing for kids, and it's just going to change the paradigm of the way you think of just hip-hop.
Oh, wow. Mr. Collins, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I love when people change paradigms. You know, I try to be paradigm changing myself. You know, I try to change a para on the dime. You know, I try to do that myself. And so I love things that do that. I love game changers and things that really shift perspective. I really love it and I enjoy it. Yeah, I do.
But, you know, and it's kind of easy because of the technology that's out there. Say, with terrestrial radio, you know, you have to rely on transmitters, and it costs us $4,000 a month just for the transmitter to sit on top of a mountain. But now with kids, just there's a download app, and that's it. You can get in 150 countries around the world, and kids just retweet or just send everything out to Instagram, Snapchat for free. You know, so you have your marketing team right there.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love that whole. I love using technology. I embrace it. I think it's completely awesome. Completely awesome. Wonderful.
So
what's
Mr.
next?
Green,
what
are you working on?
Sleep right now. No, but matter of fact, I'll be back in. heck yeah! No, you know, but if you're an entrepreneur creator, you know, I'm up and I don't go to bed till usually 10 o'clock in the morning until started doing the radio show, because you're around the clock creating, and you know, now I have 120,000 followers on Twitter, but that took years, 22 hours a day. And of just building all those reporters and building all those journalists. So now when you hit one button, you got, 100,000 journalists putting out your story. So, you got to put that work in. It's not just going to happen overnight where you're just like, hey, I want to be a star. And then I used to do radio in Los Angeles at the Stevie Wonder station, KJLH. And then I used to be on The Beat, KKBT. And Rapping Granny, if you remember her. I discovered her out of Compton.
I just Tim Green.
Yeah, oh, come on, of course. Yes, how you doing? You know, you probably didn't know that. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you know, like I said, I just had you on my show, so it's great to be on your show now. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is cool here.
Oh, yeah, Tim is an innovator.
Well, you know, I take after you, so, you know, I learn from the greatest, so, hey.
I am the greatest now. I'm not gonna lie.
That's right. Yeah, I heard you. I think it was yesterday. So you know.
I was thinking the same thing. You must have listened to yesterday's show because he let everybody know he is the greatest.
Oh yeah, I was following Joseph for years and years. And you have to have that mentality to stay in this business like he has, and to keep creating and just changing the game. Because if it was easy, everybody would be doing what he's doing right now.
Everybody thinks it's
absolutely.
Easy.
No,
everybody
not at all.
Thinks it's easy, though.
No, I thought my job was hard, but just
that,
to see,
man,
you know. Oh, yeah, please. But nobody, in my opinion, these days don't want to put in the work, and it can take up to 10 years, 15 years before you're an overnight success.
Before you're an overnight success, and it's been about that long for us, actually, almost
10 years. Yeah. I mean, same here. I've been touring, doing 30-city tours, just like Tyler Perry. He built his base, and I built the base, and you got to, because people bootleg your stuff. I had my first movie bootlegged, so I'm like, oh, gosh, you got to build your audience. Because even for songwriters, people don't buy downloads anymore. They stream. So how can you make money as a songwriter performer? And then that's, trickling over into the film biz. So
right,
you have
exactly
to build an audience.
No, 100%. You have to have the audience. You've got to have those people that follow what you're doing, and they're going to go support that because they follow you. And it's really cool, just from a marketing point of view, to have people follow you. It's really cool because yeah. all of a sudden you go somewhere and thousands of people are there to see you. You're like, oh, wow, you know.
Yeah, that's right. With the touch of one button, you know, you see these kids from L.A. to New York, and they just tweet one thing, and then they got like 1,000 people at the mall, you know, and then
right,
they have to
exactly.
shut the mall down.
Like, yeah, no, it's crazy. It's like really crazy.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know,
but
depends,
wait,
yeah.
Yeah, it depends on which
you
way you use
was,
it.
It took years to develop that. So many people within social media especially think that it's an overnight success. You mentioned the thousands of followers that you have on social media. It took years to develop that. In developing your social media, since not a lot of people are able to do that, do you have any tips or recommendations on the best way to first of all increase your social media following as well as communicate with your social media following?
Sure. I'd say if you don't really love this business, this has to be your, in my opinion only, this is becomes your life because you're doing this 24/7, but you have to love what you do. I hadn't worked a day in my life and I never will because this is all play for me. And you have to put that energy in. I mean, some people, when they think, well, Tim, I'm just going to get 1,000 hits and I'm a star. I'm like, okay, go get your 1,000 hits. I got a plane to catch. So by the time
you've got
I
reality
I got that,
to deal with.
Yeah, you know, so by the time I come back, they're still like, well, I got 1,000 hits. Okay, but how much did that transcend? Did you monetize that? Well, okay. You know, well, get back to me later, and I got two films to put out. So, for me, I'm more of a realist, and I just through doing this. I mean, when I first had Rapping Granny, I was a DJ on the beat and KJLH, and people were like, "Ah, oh, you're crazy to quit, Tim. You're in Hollywood. You're doing radio." And I'm like, "No, I'm gonna put this lady all over the planet," and you know, got her into what 18 feature films, 35 national commercials. She had a 3-year series on Fox TV, Beetleborg, so, and our own Hip Hop Soda Pop. So people were like, okay, Tim, can we partner now? I'm like, okay, you were just the first one to say that I'm the craziest person on the planet. So you got to believe what you do. Yeah, you got to believe in what you do, just like
that,
Joseph,
that
you believe.
I get the other stuff. They say worse things than crazy about me.
But you believe what you do.
Nice,
no, but watch what's going to happen, though, because when we sat down and met, I think, you know, it was probably a couple of years ago we sat down, and still, you're still here. Where how many other hundreds of people, I can't even say the names on the air, but who have attempted to even do 1/80th of what you do, and they're still not here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, hats off to that, you know, to what you do and you consistently doing. Of course, you're going to have people that say, oh, no, it's not going to happen. I have people now with this for this kids thing I'm doing. Tim, you should just stay in radio, you know, get a check. And I'm like, I made Rapping Granny a millionaire. Are you kidding me? How can you tell me what not to do? And I've done so successfully. So, you know, you just got to stay in the game. Any naysayers, you got
to
just say bless you and keep it moving. And keep it positive.
Yeah, you have to. You really
I mean,
it's so important to stay and have stick-to-itiveness and don't give up and push it through. You have to push your own vision through. You have to push
it
through
that's
until the breakthrough happens. But
that's
we don't
it.
Really realize, and we hear this a lot at church, and you probably heard, but I'm going to say right now, you probably heard it in church. There was a man who was paralyzed, right? And he waited for 39 years, 38 years, before he can get a walk, before he could walk again. It took him 38 years of sitting, waiting, hoping to get into the pool so his life could change. That's the kind of stick-to-itiveness you need to have. You need to have 38-year stick-to-itiveness because that's what it takes to really be successful. And people now, they look at Punch, wow, they're successful. It kind of happened. And but they didn't see all of the other years where we were like, God, I hope we could pay the light bill, you know?
Right. Wait, no, but that's what you have to do. I think I was down to my last quarter when I started. My first film, when I was in with Ron Brewington, we did a story. I financed my first film with rebate checks, supermarket rebate checks. And all the studios were like, Tim, you need 30 mils. Never going to happen. But then when Creepin' got picked up, I didn't go to Sundance. Went right to distribution, and it broke records. This little crazy, corny little hip-hop movie. And then they said, okay, you can't do it again. Creepin'. I was in 35 countries and three subtitles. And just to see subtitles on your project, it took me 2 years to do. But now I'm have 150 countries, and all you got to do is get someone in Mexico to turn your press release into Spanish. Get someone in Japan, turn it into Japanese. And I had a radio show in Japan on Bay FM, and people were like, "No, Tim, they're not going to understand you." Okay, whatever. And then when they sent it up on the satellite, it was like, "Wow, Tim, that's a great show." So, you know, any negativeness, don't even pay attention to. Of course, you got to, you know, have your team, and hopefully you'll have a good team, and you just have to move life forward and keep a gauge. I have a gauge of everything I did every single day for the past probably 15, 20 years, and you got to look at that and say, am I moving forward? And every day what you do is either going to move you forward, because next week I'll be back in L.A. for like 2 weeks closing deals on merchandising and dolls and more hip-hop soda pop. So and people said it can't be done. You need Coca-Cola, Pepsi. You know, there are more than just two big conglomerates. Do you think Facebook said, well, MySpace is there, I'm not going to worry about MySpace? And now
no.
Snapchat didn't say, well, Facebook is taking over. No. And Instagram didn't say, well, I'll wait and see what's going to happen. So, you sit around and wait, you're just going to be waiting.
You're going to be waiting.
Right, but timing is everything.
And you don't want to wait. You just have to go on and just make it happen.
And that's it.
I mean, what we've done on Wall Street, nobody thought it could even be done. Wall Street bankers.
They're calling me about your commercials. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not even back in LA yet. They're telling me about Joseph and his commercials, and he's taking stock. And then I see you, I think, in Texas or somewhere. I'm like, okay, that's how you know what to do to get it done. I said, damn, is he streaming live? Where is he? So, but you know, you have to get around the country and meet your audience, and so people can believe in you and say, okay, you're passionate about what you do.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I mean, where are you going to be next? I got to watch the stream.
That's the point. That's what we want you to do. Just tune in and follow what we're doing at Punch TV Studios.
Definitely.
And get involved. You know, become a stockholder. It's so powerful to be a stockholder and to be a part of something. It's just so powerful. People have no idea. And nobody comes to the urban community and say, hey, listen, I'm going to let you be part of our IPO.
Right.
Well, before the stock begins trading.
Yeah, well, it has to be a mindset, because you get the average kid, they can read an encyclopedia of rap lyrics, but you can't read the stock market. So, you're going to have to learn to interpret that. And it can happen young. I said, if people, when I go out to these tours, Discover Your Greatness tour, I said, okay, if you can recite all these rap songs and all these crazy words you know nothing about, you should be able to tell me the 21 secrets of being successful. And then they're like, okay. So, you have to put it in their space at 5, 6, 7 years old. And then they'll pick up on it. So, and then hopefully, your family is, conditioning you for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But, my opinion only.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With your experience and your resume within the industry,
awesome.
We definitely.
Tim is awesome.
I'll take after you.
Just to have a guy like Tim on our radio show, it's just so. Because when I started, not exactly when I started, but a little after I started, Tim had started making these movies, right?
Yeah.
He was like, this guy is making a movie. Wow. Right?
That had to be
15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, when I first started and I quit, I went right back into my mom's basement. I was like, Mom, can I get that basement for a minute? Because it saved me money. So you can't worry about, I'm sleeping with my mom. I was like, no, Mom, hook it up. And I would fall asleep and she'd get my footage off of the TV. Like, Timmy fell asleep again at the TV. But then I took care of my mom. And then when I wrote these top 10 Billboard hits, I said, Mom, here, there's thousands of dollars. What do you need? Because you looked out. Because a lot of friends may not look out for you. I unfortunately had to get rid of some best friends, so-called best friends, because they were like, okay, I saw the check, so where's my cut? I'm like, wait a minute, what did you do? You were playing Nintendo all day. Are you kidding me? So you have to move it forward.
And people really feel that way, too.
In my opinion, it's like, you're going to have some people that come with you, and then you may not. They say it's lonely at the top sometimes. And I'm like, I'm cool. So I'll put people on, but you got to be passionate. And then you have to look at what people do that can affect your brand. Because all the people I put on, I got to check their social media. I got to check everything because I work with kids. So
check the internet.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you have crazy stuff
on your Instagram, I have to instantly I'm not going to LinkedIn looking for you because I already see what you have here. And then some people, they'll clean up their LinkedIn. And I'm saying, no, let me get the ex-boyfriend's photos. That's the real stuff. And then that they didn't delete. And then I'm looking like, wow, this you graduated law school, but this is your ex-boyfriend's Instagram, and this is what you were into? So you got to really check all of that out because anything can affect your brand, and then you'll be guilty by association, in my opinion.
You'll be guilty by association. That is correct. Well, let me ask you something, because we have a lot of actors who listen to this show, which is I think it's pretty cool. And and sometimes you have to tell actors, you know what, you're just not right for this particular part. It's just like, you're not right. And they press you about why they should be in this particular part that you have, a role that you have. And you're like, you're just not right for this role. How do you handle that? Like, what's your...
For me, I try to keep it nice and real. I said, okay, go on my website, Tim Green Films. I said, look at the 4,000. These are hard copy submissions I get, not from just Backstage Magazine, not the email submissions. I said, for me, I said, if this part was meant for you to get, you would get it. Sometimes they'll change a part for someone. But you can't, in my opinion, because I started out as an actor. I mean, the Jackson Story, did stuff with Chris Rock, Oprah, everybody. But I was like, you know something? Am I going to keep begging for parts? And I already know Blair Underwood already got my part. So, dang, I'm going to keep begging for parts here. So, but they have to see 100 or 200 other actors and say, oh, good job, Tim. I was like, man, I didn't even get started yet. Well, bye next. And I'm like, wow. So just you keep it moving. But I say every actor, in my opinion, you're going to have to be a creator in the end. Because you can go 20 years, and then if your look may change or your attitude may change. So as you're acting, right, you have stories to tell. Or I had some actors, I said, gosh, all four of you were just on series. You're on a soap opera. You're on this. Why aren't you guys making your own series? Everybody knows your faces. Well, nah, man,
right,
I'm just going to I'm gonna complain to Hollywood all day. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, if you were in my house and I had four blue chairs, you can't come in and tell me, Tim, you got to have six purple chairs. No, it's my house. I built it. Are you kidding me? So you have to, if it's not your house, you can't come in somebody's house and tell them what to do and how to create and put the garage up here and you should be driving a BMW. And no, you can't do that. So I'd say you got to create your own. And with the technology out there, but some people don't want to put the work in. And if this work is not play to you, I'd say go get a regular 9-to-5 and be happy. You know, have a couple kids and, you know, keep it moving. But you got to be real
with people.
And then if you do other things, like I play tennis. So I had Billie Jean King and Arthur asking me tennis lessons. So now when I came to Hollywood and I got on KGLH and KKBT, I played all the celebrity tennis tournaments. And I made that work into meeting presidents of Columbia Pictures and being at the Beverly Hills Country Club with all these executives. So you find out what you're doing right now and make it work for you. But don't just use people. I don't like to know who's in the room because then you're trying to treat people differently. Like, oh, my God, that's the head of Warner Brothers. No, I want you to just treat everybody like you want to be treated accordingly and don't smooth and beg people. I mean, when I come on a set, when I was an actor, you know, I had a whole different aura. And they would come up to me like, hey, Tim, here's my chair. I'm like, wait a minute, you give me your chair? It's how you come up. I didn't ask for no autographs. Don't even smooth. They'll come up to you if they see you're handling their business and your business as an actor. Don't talk to everybody on the set because you're going to get kicked off the set. Don't tweet. Don't take any pictures because some people still take pictures with their phone. Like, oh, my God, I'm here with The Rock. No. They got geotags in those pictures, and it's going to tell where you were, what type of camera you took the picture with, and they're going to get you off the set within 15 minutes. And then you'll go into the list of no call, and you won't be called for anything because now technology, all they got to do is put your name in a database, and you'll be done as an actor who can't follow protocol.
That's correct.
Wow, we are definitely dropping a lot of knowledge on today's show. If you are just tuning in, we have Mr. Tim Green on the line.
I was going to say, you know, one thing I try to tell people is, you know, come with a humble attitude too, you know, because it's a lot of risk from a production company's point of view to put you in a project. It's a lot of risk too. And so you're asking somebody else to take your risk on you. So then you have to now, you know, come, you know, be humble in your deportment and humble in the attitude that somebody else is taking the risk for you. Yeah. Even if you're working for free on some project, some people have to take it. They take risks on you to help you work for free. I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, when, you know, even if you're paying people, sometimes they're not willing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I try to tell people you've got to be, you know, just as humble as, just humble, so that the guy will want to take that risk on you and will want to work with you, and it'll make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I agree. But and then sometimes those, you know, I'll meet some of these top producers of New York to LA, and they'll tell me, Tim, you got to put people through 30 hoops, and the one that's it that made it through that 30th hoop, that's the one you keep. Maybe on a set of 50 people.
That's what I tell people around here. They don't believe me. I tell them the same thing. If people don't go through any hoops, yes, definitely.
It's real.
So
Sharifa said it, it's real. So you better believe Sharifa or else. Now, for real, because usually I would have to change the script every other day because people wouldn't show up. And I'm like, well, Tim, you didn't get my car out of time. I'm like, wait a minute, you had parking tickets. You knew this. So you want me to pay $800 to get your car out so you can be on the set? And I'm like, the part of Keisha will be played by Monique today. And you change it up. And you keep it moving.
I love that. Love it. Words to live by.
Let's go to break.
We will be right back after this commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, yes. And we are back. I'm excited to have Tim on the show, but let's see who's next in the punch bowl.
I think that you are really going to enjoy this. It's Friday, so I already promised everybody that I don't know what's going to be said on today's show because we are liable to say just about anything. But you know
what?
I love it when we have the comedians on the line because, you know, comedians can say just about anything.
Who do we have?
I think they refer to him as Mr. Front Row. Mr. Front Row, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
Fine, and you? So you go by Mr. Front Row, but you also have another name. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually a personal assistant for Michael Calley. I'm one of his assistants, and I'm out here in the Dallas area. But what I'm doing is I actually do movie sound effects. I build music studios. I've built studios for like Nipsey Hussle. I've engineered for Ray J and different people like that. And what I'm actually here today, actually, I was listening in, and the stuff that you guys are talking about is a lot of stuff that I'm trying to do out here in the Dallas area or with people that I know, just trying to teach them studio etiquette and different things like that, because I was actually in that same position where I'm with Michael Calley and we're going places and you got to dress a certain way, be humble, and different things like that, never stepping on toes. And I really appreciate y'all letting me be on the show. I'm just now getting into the artist side of everything because I've been behind the boards for about 10 years. So now I'm coming into being an artist.
That is amazing. Love it. So you're traveling with Michael Collier?
I'm not actually with him right now. I know he's getting ready. If he didn't start already, he's getting ready to start his 100 City Tour for his one-man show. And the last time I was in L.A., I was with him at the last one-man show. I'm out here in Dallas right now getting ready to build another music studio.
Okay.
Oh, really nice, man. Really nice. Really nice, man. Really nice. What's that like? What do you put into making a movie, a music studio soundproof?
Well, actually, we're making them. It just depends.
So I can put I can take a woman in there and choke her, and she'd be screaming.
You know what?
You have to make sure
you
turn the mic off.
You just went right.
You know how many
like
people need a mic
people
on when stuff happens?
On the other side of the wall.
I'm having a real conversation here, and then all of a sudden, as always.
Nah, look,
hey,
I've been in
somebody
the
studio
with some stuff that
I'm
you
not
wouldn't
gonna
believe.
Be in the studio alone with him, by the way. But go ahead.
I've been in the studio and seen stuff you and her stuff y'all probably wouldn't believe. So I had to turn
tell
the mic off
more
a couple of times.
Tell
you more. No, I've been in the studio and a couple of things happened, and you know, I've seen a couple of unloyal people. So, you know, things just keep going, but that's
that
one
was
part
all
of
Greek
being
to me. That was Greek to me. You was in the studio and some things happened. And then you turn the mic off and some more things happened.
No, it wasn't with me. I'm just saying as an engineer,
like,
you have
Honor,
to learn to be very
me
humble. Right. It wasn't me at all.
He just totally avoided
the
question.
No part
he's
of the murder
he's
that
a
happened.
Good politician. He didn't learn. He didn't learn. Yeah, somebody got killed in the studio, but you know, you got to be humble. I didn't see nothing. I turned my head. I don't know what he did.
I was trying to get him to tell, you know what I mean? He didn't fall
for
it.
We can't
trying
do that around here. I don't know. You trying to ruin my Mr. Front Row name. I'm a square to everybody. That's what they call me, the square, man.
Hey, your phone might start ringing. You never know. You never know what people like or what people are into.
Well, with the help of you guys, I really appreciate it. Hopefully it will, because I'm trying to get into movie sound effects. And it was a coincidence
that
everybody on here was talking about films and different things like that. That's really where I'm trying to go. And I want to have a place where people can come to. And when you first come in, I want to ask you, you know, if you know the basic things you need to make some money in the industry. And I want, my image is more to bring people my age to interviews like this. It's nothing against hip-hop interviews or anything, any other interviews, but what you guys were talking about was real innovative, and it was a lot of stuff that the young kids need to hear from people like yourself that know how to interpret it in another way they can understand.
You know what, Sharif? I think he just called us old, really slightly. I think he called
is
you
that,
old.
I heard that, too.
I think he
I
just called
that
you old. He said it really cool, though, but I think he just said
cool
you was old and that his young
heard
people need to hear things.
It's wisdom. It's
in,
not
in a certain way.
You have a lot of
oh,
wisdom.
Oh, so it's wisdom. I think we
you
just
a lot
get a little
wisdom
deeper.
No, he said old. He said old. I heard, for some reason, the word O-L-G just popped in my mind.
Not only old people have wisdom. You have to be old.
I don't think only old people have wisdom. I don't think old people
is young
have
children
have
wisdom.
I think there are
no,
young
I, yeah,
and young.
I think it
and
is.
And old and wise.
I think it's I think it's a lot of young kids with some real wisdom and knowledge, and people don't take the time to actually pay attention to them sometimes. You know, there's
like
a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of people out here that have, like, I have a clothing line called Luxury University. And
wow,
it's basically, that's what it's about. It's about being able to have some clothes that is not only affordable, but they do look, they look very well. So no matter where you go, you have a feel of luxury on yourself. So you can feel better about everything that you're doing. You know, we got luxury apartments and lifestyles now. So I want to bring it to everybody. And then we have the graduating class. And that's going to be the stuff that's going to be the button-ups and the suits and different things like that.
So that's wonderful,
wow,
man. I want
wow
to congratulate you.
So where
you
can
on
we find out more information about you?
Yeah, I want to congratulate you on that.
Actually, you know what? I'm very easy to find. A lot of people try to say they can't find me. If you type me in on Google, just Mr. Front Row, or if you type in LSMG, everything will pop up, and you'll be able to find me. All my websites, all my studios everywhere I've built.
All your websites?
At.
All your, how many websites do you have?
I've got about four of them now because, you know, me having to learn to do stuff myself and not being able to count on people that you've done stuff for, I've had to learn how to build websites, and different ones have went up and down, and now I've learned how to monetize them very well.
Mm.
So I'm getting into putting merchandise on all of them. So no matter what, if you know my old name or my new name, you'll be able to find me.
Todd,
old name,
thank you
new
so
name.
Much for,
yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show, and we want to wish you the best of success. I want to tell you to be sure to post on our website, nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, and we have it set up where you can sell your music or do whatever you want to do on Nabuki, and if we can help you sell your music or your book or whatever product you're putting out, even your clothing line, if we can help you set up a store on Nabuki, we would love to be your promotional partner with you on Nabuki. Also, we'd love to have you as a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're launching IPL 2.0, and we want you to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. So who's next in the Punch Bowl? I'm having so much fun right now.
Teresa, yes.
I just learned you were old. I didn't know you were old, but he just let us know that you're
Mr.
old.
Collins.
That means you must sound old on the radio.
Mr. Collins.
We're going to have to get opinions on it.
Mr. Collins, I'm going to take a survey to find out if the Sharifa is old. But in the meantime, we might have to mute your line, okay? I'm just saying. I don't know. But it's Friday.
Why have to mute my line? Why have to mute my line because you old? Ain't my fault you old.
We're enjoying the sound of silence for Mr. Collins. You hear that? Silence. Okay, we back, Mr. Collins. I know it's fun.
We're doing a senior event.
Okay,
we're doing a senior event this weekend. Speaking of where Sharifa Shield, the Sharifa will definitely be there, given her age and all. we're doing a senior event at the Exposition Park on tomorrow. And we want to invite everybody in Los Angeles and around to come out. And Sydney Poitier will be there. And we have the gubernatorial candidates in California will be there. Presidential candidate, who happens to be my son, will also be there doing a speech. And it's going to be like an awesome day. There's free food there, stuff to eat. So we want to invite everybody to come out and join us. All right, who's next in the Punch Bowl?
I've been saving this comedian because, you know, sometimes we just need a laugh. So I was hoping that we can bring in a really, 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 really funny comedian. And that since this is Friday's show, we can end it on a little laughter. I didn't want to just bring in anyone. We want somebody who is one of the top, one of the best, someone who has opened for the likes of Tommy Davidson, Joe Torre, Steve Harvey, Ronaldo Ray, Shane, Corey Holcomb, Honest John, G-Thang, and so many more. But we do have the very funny, the hilarious JT Turner on the line. Are you with us, Mr. Turner?
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
Was that too much pressure?
Yeah, how you doing?
No, it didn't get pressure until after 35th. Very funny. Then it got a little bit of pressure, but don't worry about it. It's all good.
A little bit.
We're going to make it happen. Give a shout-out to the CEO, though. I like that. He's CEO. He letting you know right off the bat, Mr. Collins, CEO. I appreciate that, man. I'm ready to get it in, man. How y'all doing?
The Punch TV Studio.
He's like, I am in charge. Shout out to the first dude, man, because I've been listening. Like, I'm driving, but I've been listening.
Tim Green.
The first guy, I forgot his name.
Tim Green.
Yeah, Tim Green, man. Big shout out to Tim, man. I learned a little knowledge from Brother Tim, man, because I'm an absorber. I like to absorb information. So that dude was on it.
Yes, he was. Definitely.
Yeah, no, Tim is awesome. He's really awesome. And, I mean, the guy has drive that's unimaginable. And I love to see people with drive personally, and I love to see people be successful.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool.
So what's
going,
what's going on
in your life? What are you working on?
Okay,
we're
what I'm working
great,
on, man, actually.
Great, awesome,
just
stupendous, superlatively supreme, beyond compare. We are like cheese and crackers.
Oh, my God. You sound okay now. See, my mom heard you talking. She'd be like, you know, you need to be a pastor, right? Yeah. Kicking that knowledge like a pastor. That's your calling. Man, you know, I'm just right now, man, I'm just doing a lot of stand-up comedy. You know, that's my forte. Hostliner is my thing, though, you know, trying to be the best host in the game. And I just finished up a project, man, with Netflix. The name of the movie is called Cheaper to Keeper. So that's something that we just finished up. So I'm a little bit excited about that.
That's really good. Now, what role did you play in that movie, Jeepity Keepers?
So, you know, actually the role I played was actually me. So one of the comedians that actually produced the movie.
I got a movie part
and
played
myself.
How do I do that? I want a movie part where I could play me.
What you do is call your radio show.
You're making 300 new movies, Mr. Collins. We know,
right.
Like I told you before, you're going to be the puff daddy of movies. Every movie is going, there's Mr. Collins, there's Mr. Collins, there's Mr. Collins. It's going to be a movie about the wilderness. People are going to be hunting through the wilderness with bears and tigers. Look, there's Mr. Collins right there. He just so happens to be in the middle
bears.
Of the house. I'm
the
there.
Daddy of movies.
Tigers and Mr. Collins. Oh my! Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So the role I play, I say me because it's just kind of doing what I do. I'm hosting this comedy show, and then one of the actors in the movie, his name is McGriff. He's a comedian. He's actually the producer on this one. He's playing two roles. So he has a role where he plays Hot Sauce, and he's the first-time comedian, and I bring him up, and we have a little bit of, you know, some conversation on that one. So it's a pretty funny movie, man. It comes out at the end of the summer, Cheaper to Keeper, Netflix. Look for that.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to look for that and definitely support. That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. Now, what made you get into comedy? Of all the things you could have done, were you just funny as a kid?
He was bad.
Were you sad?
He was bad,
you know,
as a kid. No, he was bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
What happened
kept getting
kid?
In trouble.
No, you know,
he
I'm going to
tell
you
what. Laugh.
You know, hey, my mom said, you know, at 5 years old, when she was going to spank me. Well, you know, but back in the day, good or bad, mom's going to spank you anyway, back in the day. So,
yeah, you're going to get your spanking.
And mom
was
still just
saying,
I'm spanking you for later. So it is what it is.
What
yeah.
you might do. Mom
right.
can spank you for what you might do one day.
Right. My mom was, you know, she was a prophet.
yes.
But anyway, so
nice.
You know, I was just kind of a funny kid. I like to make people laugh. Like, it was real crazy. It just making people laugh is just like an euphoria for me. It brings me joy. Like some people get euphoria from, you know, doing other things, but making people laugh is something that I've always had at a young age. So I was just like, man, people say the class clown, but I really wouldn't say class clown because I enjoy making people laugh, but I was always on an honor roll. Like I'm like a really intelligent person, so I was very strategic on how I made people laugh. I actually had teachers that used to tell me, this is a true story. My English teacher, Mr. Akipindi, she said, "Listen, JT." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Listen, you're funny, and I appreciate you. If you will hush for the whole class at the end of every period, I will give you 5 minutes at the end of class." It's a true story.
Mm.
And I would be excited. I was like, "Yes, ma'am." I would hush. I wouldn't say nothing. And she would give me 5 minutes at the end of the period. And you know what it was? It kind of taught me discipline, too. Discipline in entertainment business is huge. And a lot of people, you know,
it
as you guys know, working with people. Yeah,
it
taught me a lot of discipline. So I was super excited, yeah. So that's how I kind of started. And then it just came as transitioning from being funny. Because a lot of people are like backyard funny or barbecue funny. And they're funny around their friends, but putting on stage with some people that might not know you or people with huge expectations to make people laugh, that's a huge transition. So God has
it
been
is a definitely
blessed
a transition.
Being
it's
able to do the
transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured that one out yet. I'm trying
well,
to get
see,
my comic
I see
on.
You working on it.
I'm trying
it.
To get my comic on. I'm trying.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him. That's how I have
out.
These
they
problems now. Then he wants to do his own stand-up act. Then he want to be an actor, producer.
Hey,
He's doing too much. He's doing too much. Don't encourage him.
You know what?
The best part
of this show when I was listening is when you gave him the silence call. So that was awesome.
That might have cost me my job, though. It might have cost me my job. I'm just saying. But it was worth it. It was one of those
moments.
We're
done with this interview. This was a really great interview. All right. Goodbye, JT.
I like JT. Me and JT is cool. We are.
Yeah, we're cool.
We're going to
roll.
No, you're just mad because it ain't enough movies for you.
My show isn't the CEO, but you can come on my show. It's called The Supervisor. The ship
leader.
He needs
supervision. He needs supervision. That's what he needs. He needs that.
Awesome, awesome.
So
well, we're just making it happen
to...
around here.
Yes, but I want to know
what
about
comedy
you,
club
Jason.
Are you performing at next?
Oh, you can see me at the Hollywood Improv. Where are you guys at? I used to perform at the Maverick Flats, too, so I heard you saying you got an event coming up this weekend. And
Maverick Flats.
You know where Maverick Flats is at?
Yeah,
Maverick Flats on Crenshaw, 43rd
and
Crenshaw,
yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent. All right, cool. So you can actually see me on the...
It's a club that opens and closes. It stays open for a little while, and then it closes.
Right.
And opens back
supposed
up,
to be,
and then it closes
supposed
again.
Right, they're supposed to be selling it, so I'm like, okay.
The Hollywood Improv, though. When are you at the? We can go to Hollywood.
Oh, perfect. All right, cool. So I'm gonna be there next month, and then you know I hook you guys up. You guys come, you know what I mean? I'll put you on the list or whatever. You guys can come through.
We like it.
So
I like
it. I'm on the circuit. I'm on the circuit with the improvs and all that goody stuff. But I do casinos. I travel. I do colleges, things of that nature. So just trying to get my name out. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm really trying to transition into acting. That's where it's at.
That's
right
a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, since you do all these tours and do the improv, do you Nabuki?
You said what?
do you?
Do Nabuki. No.
Nabuki.
Do I do Nabuki?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he Nabuki. He don't Nabuki.
He's on the bookie.
We're going to have to pray for him. What you said your mama was an evangelist. We're going to have to call her up and tell Jesus.
I'm going to have to call my mom and put hands on both of you guys. I'm going to tell her to put
me on the list, Jake. You don't do that. Don't call your mama on me. He was Mr. Collins, and it was this very nice lady.
I'm going to have your forehead shining for 2 days with that anointing oil.
I know. I believe it. I totally believe that. Yeah, you know, your mom's gonna put that oil on me.
I do not receive that. I do not receive that. I'm a nice lady.
But make you young again.
You are nice.
Oh, so.
Hey, shout out to Monique though. My girl Monique, man. Yeah, them good people, man. I work with some stuff on with them too, man. They good people.
Fantastic. We definitely Monique.
Yeah.
Little Nene.
Monique that works for us. I love her.
Yes.
The Monique that works for us?
Yeah. Mr. Collins, are you with us? I know it's Friday, but yes.
I don't know. I know.
The lady
Mr.
who works
Collins
for you,
is,
he does
his
it every day.
Fake. His mind is
on
vacation.
Cool.
He's trying to get out of the office. The CEO is trying to be
No,
MIA.
I thought he was talking about the comedian, Monique. I thought he was talking about the comedian.
Oh, no. Monique. I said little Nene. That's the connection.
Oh, Lil Nene. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
cool. All right.
Yeah,
we like Lil Nene.
I love Lil Nene. She's a bright star. I love her.
Yes.
Yeah, we like Lil Nene.
Yeah.
We definitely want to find out more about what you have going on. If you're performing next month, we definitely want you to go to Nabuki, NABUKIE.com, and post your flyer on Nabuki. So we can put it out there for you and let people know that you're
that.
Present.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we definitely want to support.
Well,
you're at the Nabuki now. I mean, Nabuki is where you want to be.
I want to support you guys too. So not only am I going to be on Nabuki, I'm going to make sure I put Punch TV down, man, so people know, man. I already put it on my stuff, so we got some people listening right now. I don't know if they called in because you know how some people act.
We have
like
listeners on the line. I can tell you that. I can tell you we got people listening on the lines. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, there you go. You know y'all.
They're Nabuki. I hope they're Nabuki. If they don't Nabuki, I don't know why they're listening. So everybody listening on the line, go to the website right now, NABUKIE.com. And Nabuki is just like awesome there.
The CEO has spoken.
And on that note, we're going to stop for a brief commercial break.
Nabuki!
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki? Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you Nabuki?
Do you Nabuki?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Let me check. I got to check out this story and see if you actually Nabuki, because I haven't seen you Nabuki in a long time. Just because you number one
yes,
on the Nabuki leaderboard don't mean.
I Nabuki.
What you post, Mr. Collins? Let me see.
I ain't posting
nothing. What you
I'm just on there looking at what everybody else posts. I'm nosy.
Did you see some of the new videos?
Posted.
Oh, so
yeah,
this is how you monitor your employees?
Right,
you see what I'm up to?
I'm like, somebody loves John Legend. I like John Legend.
I was in my John Legend mode,
other people,
you know.
Some people. Somebody put up here, somebody's interviewing. They're doing their thing here for us to check out their audition for the Hollywood Punch Report, which is the show that we're looking for hosts
for.
Casting for, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. Anybody
so that's
who
pretty
is
cool.
Interested.
My name is Devlin Wilder. I am a professional host and red carpet interviewer. I've done interviews of all sorts and kinds for.
I don't know about that guy right there. He posted up his video. He posted his video up there. It's pretty cool. I'm looking at it. He looks like he would be a movie star. I don't know about the video thing, but he definitely looks like a movie star. Some other people are vegan videos up there. People are posting like crazy right now, which is really cool.
I'm checking out all the new videos. I just
yeah,
wanted to
all
make
the MCs
sure.
Are posting their reels there.
Yeah, we have to post. I'm about
Here's
to post that right.
Here's another reel, Michael Lynchville.
Let's hear that one.
I'm on it. I'm on Michael Lynchfield. Michael, what he's going to say. His video is slow. I don't know why his video is loading slow.
But he might be a good host.
But his video is loading slow.
Okay, well, we got to make him go through 30
his
hoops.
Video
you know, Tim Green told me. Now I have permission to tell people. That's what Tim Green said. Remember, Tim Green said, we got to go through the 30 hoops now, remember? Not 29, not 28.
Today we'll take an exclusive look at Dorkin. Now, that
guy's pretty good. Hello. Welcome to the Doctor Media.
That's Michael Litchfield. Litchfield. We're going to have to change his name. That Litchfield is hard to pronounce.
You
can change his
name
to Arnold Schwarzenegger. You can change his name. It's Hollywood. MC Hammer changed his name.
And where is he now? Thank you.
Okay.
When he changed
his name again, that's where he got the problem. If he had just stayed MC Hammer, he'd have been good. When he went to Hammer, he had a problem.
You know what? You are trouble. Hey, don't get muted.
Hey, you can't mute me. Don't be muting me, girl. Now, I'm telling you, I'm a mute payday. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm a mute payday. I'm just gonna go to the office and say payday is muted.
I know. I wish I could do that in real life. You know what I mean? Just like on Facebook and social media where you can block people. I wish I could do that in real life, but not you, Mr. Collins.
Is blocked.
Not you,
blocked.
Mr. Collins.
It's muted. It's muted.
Because you know I love you. I never block you.
I know you do, honey. I know you. I know. One thing that I do know for sure, and that is that you love me. That I do.
That's right.
I do know.
That's
that.
Right.
I do.
I might have to mute you a couple of times. I mute you a couple of times, but I wouldn't block you. There are levels to this. Mute, but not block.
We're getting ready for IPO. We're getting ready for IPO 2.0, and that's going to be completely awesome. I'm telling people, you need to get your stock right now and become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. You need to get your stock. You need to become a part owner, IPO 2.0. If you're with a church or an organization, you need to get your church or organization involved in this. It's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we are changing Wall Street. We are changing our economy here for the urban community across the country, and I don't apologize for it either. I think it's time for us. We have to take a stand economically. And I said today, and this is the last 5 minutes of the show, and I said today that we had the most exciting news that I was going to announce today, but I'm going to hold off this announcement until Monday. And then on Monday, we're going to make a news-breaking announcement of magnificent, monumental, explicitive proportions to specifically our investors so that they'll know everything that this is about to be monumental. And guess what? If this goes through, you know, I promised our shareholders that we'll make $1 billion a year by year four, but this will put us on our way. If this goes through, you know, if this goes through, we'll probably make $1 million a month for our company, and I'm really excited about that. So I want to tell you right now, on Monday or Tuesday, depending on what happens in the next today, I'm going to make a monumental announcement, which is going to be completely and totally awesome for the Punch TV company. How's that sound?
It sounds like a long weekend.
It's going to be a long weekend. I hope you just think about, what is he going to say? What is he going to say? What is he going to say? But anyway, it's going to be a great weekend. I want to tell everybody, have a safe weekend. And we're going to be right back here next week here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network. And I hope you've been enjoying it. We've had phenomenal guests this week. I mean, just memorable guests. And to end the week with these with the comedians, J.T. Burner. Did you say Burner or Turner?
Stop it. J.T. Turner.
I know, but he was trying to mute me, so that's going to be Burner. He's the Burner. And Tim Green. And, you know, it's so good to have everyone on the show this week. It's just been, it's good to have Myrna on the show this week. Just wonderful. Wonderful. It's been a wonderful week. So we'll see you guys next week right here on the Punch TV Radio Network. The Sharifa, any last words? Oh, go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. Become a stockholder. They'll be sitting down there waiting. You know, I had a chance to be a stockholder, and now the stock is just like, oh, my God, I can't even buy it now. So don't be doing that like that, and don't be borrowing no money from the people that bought the stock because you did now.
They don't do it like Tim Green's people. You know how they get. They say, we rich. No, we not rich.
We rich.
I'm rich. We rich, Mr. Collins. That's how I am. We rich, okay?
All right. Well, God bless everyone, and we'll see you next Monday right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network. And we'll see you.
Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabooki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.